Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Gregory Keene is here, turning the next page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
Well, we'd found the gang's headquarters at last, but it didn't do us much good. By the time we had the place pinpointed, Demetrius had gone, and Yachty Bloom with him. But we knew he'd left the sanatorium in a hurry, so the question presented itself, had he managed to take the loot with him? Everything depended on that. Everything. Everything. Dr. Rudolph Bookman was being held on suspicion, and at that moment being interrogated at the embankment. Colonel Fentress had pulled Hady in, too, because I'd telephoned her the previous night, and there matters stood. But before he started grilling Hady, he had a word or two for me. And when Colonel Milo Fentress chose to be really tough, it was easy to see why he was one of the top fellows of military intelligence. Yes, Milo Fentress could really take that velvet glove off when he wanted to.
You know something, Keene?
What?
If there were a war on, I could have you shot.
When there was a war on, I was shot. Several times.
You had the word about Bookman's sanatorium at 3:15.
Well?
So you went straight to the Bergner woman and told her where you were going and why.
Deliberately.
And between the time you left her and the time you arrived at the sanatorium, someone warned Demetrius and he made a bolt for it.
You don't know he was warned.
How many bolt holes like that sanatorium do you imagine the fellow could have? Just got back from Norfolk and murdering Max Rubenstein. Wouldn't be running about without good cause. He was warned, and you spoke to no one but Hady Bergner.
For the last time, I refuse to believe she's seen or spoken to Demetrius since the day she stepped off that plane from Berlin.
And for the last time, I'm telling you, you've lost your head over the girl and you're blinded with your insane infatuation for her.
Listen, did she use her phone after I left?
No.
Did she leave the block of flats?
No.
Then how the devil do you suggest she communicated with Demetrius? Smoke signals? Did she beat on a hollow log?
I only know that Demetrius was warned to get out of that sanatorium, but fast. And no one in the world could have warned him but Hady Bergner.
No, she couldn't possibly have.
But she did. And look here, Keene. Before she leaves this building, we're going to get it out of her.
You'll drive her out of her mind for nothing.
Bookman or the girl, we're not letting either of them go till we know where they stand.
Do what you like to Bookman, but leave the girl alone.
She comes first. She has to come first.
You're not putting pressure on that girl.
You wouldn't give me orders, would you, Keene?
No, but I tell you, you're wasting your time. Tackle Bookman. He's your man. The girl can tell you nothing. And I know her. Why, if she's in it at all, she's in it to the hilt. Murders and all. And if she's that strong, do you think she's going to talk herself onto the scaffold just because you hack at her under bright lights for a few days and nights?
I can try.
And when you're forced to admit you've been wrong?
That'll be my worry. Now get out of here, Keene. And I'm warning you for the last time, keep out of this business.
And I'm telling you for the last time, Colonel Fentress, I'm in this business till I get my hands on Demetrius. And there's no way you can stop me.
I could have you arrested.
After I've just uncovered their hole.
Maybe not. But step out of line again and things might be rather different.
Listen, Colonel. If Hady Bergner's not back at her flat in 12 hours, I'll set legal machinery going to force you to release her. And damn the consequences.
You won't release her if she's charged.
I'll stake my life on it. She won't be charged.
If she is, old man, you will be too. Have you got that? All right, that's all. But while you're careering about after Demetrius on your own account in future, just bear in mind. Bear it in mind, Keane. Because you're right up against it.
Well, hello. Oh, Gregory Keane, come in.
How are you, Margaret?
Well, actually, I'm still a bit shaky after that ghastly business in Norfolk. Come on in, you come.
Thanks.
Like a drink?
Yes, love a drink. Where's your brother these days?
Peter? Oh, he came back from the country yesterday. He's looking 1,000 times better, too. You won't know him. Why?
Oh, I'd like to see him. Is he really fit again?
He says he is.
Yes, I'd like to see Peter, Digby Mitchell, and that chap Paul Bonnet as soon as I can.
More trouble, Keane?
Lots more trouble.
Well, here's your drink.
Thanks.
Tell me about it. Oh, what do you want them for this time?
I need help, Margaret.
Oh?
Want to hear the score?
Yes, please.
All right, here it is. Last night I ran Demetrius's hiding place to Earth. It's a sanatorium in the area where Peter and Bonnie always lost Yachty Bloom. Cutts and I went out there booted and spurred, but we were too late. They're holding Hady and a fellow called Bookman at the embankment now for questioning. But I have an idea.
Yachty.
Yeah?
Keep a good watch up and down the street.
Yeah, I'm watching.
Hello? I wish to speak to Dr. Bookman. Well, never mind who this is. Are you one of the orderlies? You are? Well, don't argue the point. Get me Dr. Bookman. I don't like the sound of it, Yachty. Dr. Bookman? Is that you, Dr. Bookman?
What is it?
Someone who said he was Rudolph Bookman.
Police?
Wasn't Bookman. What was that number Hady gave us, you remember? That fellow across the corridor from a flat.
Goropna 4432.
Get back in the car, Yachty. Start the engine, will you?
Yeah.
Hello? Look, I'm sorry to disturb you again, my dear fellow, but Miss Bergner's phone's still out of order. Could you possibly get her for me? What's that? Well, you must be mistaken. Well, how extraordinary. How very extraordinary. Yes, I quite agree. One doesn't care to have one's neighbors taken away by the police, does one? Very decent of you, very. Oh, I don't like this little scrap, Yachty. Bookman's phone's answered, but we don't know by whom. And Hady's been taken by MI5.
And we're losing £1 million still hidden at the sanatorium. We're losing it, Demetrius. We should be bringing it with us last night.
There was no time, you fool.
How are we getting it out of the sanatorium before they are finding it?
They won't find it. We still have time.
Yeah. But how we are getting in and out, how we are moving it out of the house.
Tomorrow night or the night after, we'll not only get in, but we'll get out with the treasure.
With Polizei there? The house is with Polizei? The grounds are with Polizei? You're telling me how we're going near the sanatorium?
Not here. Bookman has been taken. There are patients there, genuine ones. Grubowitz, for instance. We're related to Grubowitz, are we not?
Grubowitz? What's the matter with you?
We are related to Grubowitz. And since the sanatorium cannot function without Bookman, we're not happy about leaving our dear cousin Grubowitz in the sanatorium. I will be his doctor. You'll be the orderly, arriving in an ambulance to move him to another hospital. The arrangements will have been made before Bookman was taken away. But you see, Yachty, we won't have Grubowitz in the ambulance when we leave. We'll have £1 million.
It could not be done. They know you and me.
Appearances can be changed. They don't know us very well. It only needs a little planning. I only know one thing, Yachty. My hoard is hidden where they'll never find it. And if I have to wait in this country for another 6 months, I'm not leaving empty-handed. So back to the ship now and then get into Soho. The ambulance arrangements I'll leave to you, Yachty. They shouldn't be difficult with your connections.
So, you'll see where this affair's led us, Margaret.
I can see where it's led you, Keane. Surely they'll get something out of that Bookman person or Hady.
Look, the girl didn't use her phone. I've told you again and again and again that...
All right, Keane. I won't mention it anymore. When do you want to see Peter?
As soon as I can.
What are you going to ask them to do?
Help me keep a 24-hour watch on the sanatorium.
Do you really think that'll do any good?
I'm certain of it. You see, I have an idea the treasure's still hidden there somewhere. And if it is, Demetrius will be back for it.
And if it's not?
Then we've lost him. If he took his loot last night and he really can get out of the country, then I doubt if we'll ever hear of him again.
So, you'll have failed?
Completely. For the present.
Won't that mean for always?
No. I'll go back to Germany and start the hunt from the beginning again. I'll never give up, Margaret.
I don't understand you, Keane.
You should, you know.
But you did your best. If Demetrius has gone, what more can you do? And why should you want to?
If it takes me 10 years and I have to follow him from one end of the earth to the other, I'm going to.
I don't see why you should have such a fixation on Demetrius. You'll have Haiti.
Will I?
You told me she loved you, and you wanted to marry her.
Well, don't you see? That's why I have to hunt Demetrius down.
Keen, stop talking in riddles. Stop it. I love you too, you blind, blind fool. Stop it.
I'm trapped, Margaret. They say it only happens once in a lifetime. She's in my blood.
Then why? 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 I'll marry her tomorrow, you fool, if that's what you want.
Listen. I have to know about her once and for all. I have to.
But you swear on your life that you do know about her.
Someone warned you, Demetrius, last night. Someone. It couldn't possibly have been Haiti, but it couldn't possibly have been anyone else. So I have to get Demetrius to find out. I have to get Demetrius. At that time, I wasn't even sure the loot was still at the sanatorium, or what Colonel Fentress was going to get out of Bookman, or how Haiti was going to stand up to her questioning. I needn't have worried. Fentress was playing a game of his own. He was spinning a web, and he was counting on me all the time. Yes, it was a deep, subtle web he was spinning, and he had me right in the middle of it.
Ridgway and Mitchell take a hand again in the next chapter of this story of suspense. Dossier on Demetrius.